A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Matthew 7, verses 18 through 20. When you look at a tree and as you watch it bearing its fruit, what's coming to mind right now for me is an apple tree. Where I grew up and spent my early years in the Midwest, we would go to the apple orchards in the fall as a field trip. And I can remember walking through the orchards and seeing all of these apple trees. And there were so many apples that were coming from the trees. Apples of different color, red and green, yellow, and they were just beautiful. And as a small child at 5 and 6, I would always think, how does one seed bear all of this fruit? Because as we would walk through the apple orchard and they would tell us how trees came to be and what the apples were, they would tell us that these trees started from just a few seeds. They would cut the apple open for us and we would see the actual seeds inside the tree. And then they would cut that apple up and give us all a little slice of it to taste. And it would just be so nice and firm and sweet and crisp. And so when I think of good fruit, that's what I think of. I think of the little seeds that have been planted in us and how it multiplies out so much. And as that apple tree that I was sit down and look up at, the number of apples on that tree were more than I could count. I couldn't sit there and count all of the apples that came from those seeds. And even if I did, once those apples were picked and harvested, new apples would come. But often, as we would walk to the back of the orchard, we would see some tiny trees, some trees that didn't have any apples. And I remember asking, where are those apples? Why don't they have apples? And the answer that I would get would be, well, sometimes when we plant seeds, we don't get apples. And the condition of the soil, or maybe the seeds weren't that good, but they don't produce any fruit. That happens when bad seeds are sown. Those bad seeds are not going to produce any fruit. So if you think about the people in your life, if you think about the things that you are doing, where are you seeing good fruit? Where are you not seeing any fruit come? By your fruits, they will know you. So it's not necessarily by what you say, it's by what you do. It's by the ministries that are coming out of you. It's by the people's lives that you are impacting. It is by the way that your children show up. It is by the way that you show up at work, how you show up in your marriage. That is your fruit. Your fruit are the things that you do. Is your fruit nice and strong and juicy and refreshing to the people that are consuming it? Or are people struggling to find an apple coming from your tree? We want to be known as fruit bearers. To be known as fruit bearers, we have to allow the seeds of God's word to be planted in our heart. And our job is actually to prepare the soil. Our heart is the soil. So each and every day, we prepare our soil by praying, by repenting, by reading our word, by filling our mind and our heart and our spirit with good Christian music, uplifting music, music that keeps us encouraged. So think about your tree. Think about whether your tree is producing good fruit or there's no fruit to be seen. And purpose in your heart that I want to be known by my fruit. And in order to be known by my fruit, I must continue to water it. Be blessed today.